Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
The 125th U.S. Open underway at Oakmont Country Club and just down the hill on Halton Road. We're at Oakmont Bakery today, tomorrow morning, and our team through the weekend to keep you posted on all that's going on in this special event. Still bumper to bumper coming across the Halton Bridge, by the way, trying to get up to the Country Club. Meanwhile, what else is going on? Nearly 2,000 cities nationwide, including Pittsburgh, are planning protests due to the Trump administration's deportation crackdowns and also a warning about ICE here. And joining us is Ellen Freeman, who is a prominent immigration attorney. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So this is such a complicated matter on so many levels. Where do we begin to give people in this region a sense of what's going on here when it comes to ICE and deportations?
I think people need to understand that immigrants have been used recently as scapegoats to take attention from all the other important issues in front of us. Immigrants are not criminals, but if you read today the website of our Department of Homeland Security, United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, prominent members of the administration, they are tweeting, posting nonstop stories, only ostracizing immigrants and portraying them as terrible, terrible criminals. And that is what's happening with ICE. The administration fired yet another set of leadership at the ICE, telling them that they're not arresting enough people and that the arrest must reach 3,000 people a day. All they're interested in just numbers, and they're grabbing people off the street. They're violating all of those people's rights. They don't have warrants. They're now threatening to use military to arrest more people and deport them out of the country. Many of those people actually have the right to live in the United States, have been here for decades, have United States citizen children, spouses, and by now eligible for a number of different forms of relief from deportation. And we have to note that immigration violations is a civil violation. It's not a criminal violation. Being here an immigrant who overstayed their visa, it doesn't mean that this person is a criminal and deserves to be in jail, deserves to be kept somewhere in a federal building with no food and water, and that's what started the protest in Los Angeles. And we may disagree with the...
In Los Angeles, obviously, that's ground zero for the protesting because the National Guard was called in, aided by now an additional 700 Marines to keep the peace there. A lot of people don't believe that the administration had the authority to do that. And now 2,000 cities, including Pittsburgh, will also join in a protest about exactly what's going on. But here, I understand that there were some arrests in some cities where people were actually going to check in to go through paperwork. So where are we when it comes to real due process?
Exactly. People who have been here for decades and have been granted relief from deportation and stay, what is called stay of deportation by the current kind of talking head for the administration, Tom Homan, during his time as the head of ICE, are now being apprehended simply because they want to make the numbers, just to make the numbers count. They don't have necessarily proper warrants to arrest those people. So I recommend to all of my clients who are foreign nationals, and especially, unfortunately, have to say it, those who are not white, who may be Hispanic, even if they are U.S. citizens, to carry their papers. And the driver's license is not enough. I'm asking people to carry their passports. I'm asking people to absolutely carry their green cards. And it's, you know, we lose documents. We may be forgetting them. It's not something that you want to carry on your body every day, your U.S. passport, but you have to. And I tell people to take pictures of their documents, to have it on their phone, and to have an actual physical copy of the document. And with many immigration statuses, those documents are multiple. It's not just a simple little card like our driver's license. It may be a number of documents, a visa, a copy of the foreign passport, an admission record, a piece of paper from the immigration service stating exactly what status they have, because you don't want to be caught up in some sort of a raid. And we're hearing all over the country that Puerto Ricans who are U.S. citizens being swept in those raids, people who are U.S. citizens being held for hours and hours. And while, you know, you may get your civil rights restored after that, you don't want to be caught in that horrible, you know, predicament.
So you're suggesting, and what I'm hearing from you, is a lot of this is actually being fueled by, hey, let's make these numbers look better, as opposed to let's actually get rid of people who are criminals and should not be here.
Exactly, Larry. A lot of the people we're hearing, the people who have been sent to the terrible prison in El Salvador, did not actually have criminal records. Just because the administration is trying to say that every citizen of Venezuela is a member of a gang, and there is like a war on Venezuelan citizens, their documents are not being reviewed when they're applying for immigration benefits that they're entitled to. They have valid employment authorization documents, and those being invalidated, putting their employers in also difficult situation. Everybody has to get a lawyer, an employment lawyer, an immigration lawyer, explaining to them who is and who is not authorized to work, because the current administration also changes the rules. And then the courts enjoin it, and it's not clear which court enjoined which rules, so who can and cannot be working. And in the meantime, the documents people are entitled to are not being reviewed. They're simply what's called put in abeyance. They're just sitting there. Nobody is looking at them, and nobody is approving them. So that's really unfortunate.
Immigration attorney Ellen Freeman, appreciate the time, Ellen. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.